Let's go a little further. Shambhala Mandoriya Mase. Oh, Limala Malama Seketo. Yedese Limalo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ambolise Ko. Ambandiri amasokute le mava salamandam be lamasu andele masu jeya roma la bandi sikete lamasu elevasu elevasai elamasu. Elamasate kemoshu velabiseke vaso manda risegando la masia mosu ando se amaso ariamasala manda dan 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 dan. The waters are flowing, the waters are flowing, waters are flowing. Hallelujah, the waters are flowing, the waters are flowing. Hallelujah, la mando bose te le mana la mana, haribo su tuli bamboria mama se ke te amanata. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Abose tele mosukuri amasha tele bosukuri manda hate. In these latter days, says the Spirit of Grace, my spirit is going to be moving all over the face of the world. And I'm going to demonstrate my love and my power with signs and wonders as never before, for in these last days the heavens will open and the waters shall pour upon the earth and cover the earth, and many shall be swept in to my blessings and my kingdom, and great changes will take place. Some will separate themselves, but others will come to the water. Tonight, church, with all of your ability, I want you to just step into the waters. Can you do that? Can you just in your heart and in your mind and in your soul just yield to the flow of the Spirit? Be okay to lift your hands. Be okay to open your heart. Be okay just to let Him flow into every part. Be okay just to swim in Him. Be okay to get further from the familiar shore and go someplace you've never been before. A place called more. A place called more. More of His love. More of His peace. More of His power, more of His grace. Get on out from the shore, someplace you've never been before. More and 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 more. I can sense the waters of heaven just flowing through this place. You know, the Holy Spirit is poured out upon all flesh. Praise God. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, healing water, life-changing water. Ah, limo sikedi baba shotola masigene limo hutu labosi sikedi amana hate te lebo sukudi amashi bolamona hate. I want to go further from the shore. John G. Lake said the most advanced spiritual men and women upon this planet are like so many children prattling along the shores of the sea of life. May I repeat that? John G. Lake, a man who knew God and the Spirit of God, a man who had experienced, in my mind, the deep things of God, made an amazing statement. He said, the most advanced men and women on this planet are like so many children prattling along the shore of the sea of life. I believe there's a deep calling unto deep tonight. How many of you want to go further from the shore? Are you willing to wade out someplace you've never been before? If you watch the children down at the seashore, they're frolicking in the shallows, and they're having the time of their lives. And I think we, as the children of God, have been frolicking in the shallows, and we've been having the time of our lives. But deep is calling us out to a little further. Lift your hands up to the Lord. Let's go further from the shore. Let's go further from the shore. Let's go out somewhere we've never been before. Let's go further from the shore. Deep calls unto deep. Let the waters overflow. Let the billows of God overflow your soul. Lift your hands. Go further from the shore. Someplace you've never been before. To a place called more. I want more and more and more and more and more and more. Paul wrote, death is swallowed up in life. Arthur S. Wade translated it, I am drowned in a sea of life. I'm going to repeat that. I'm drowned in a sea of life. Do you see the paradox? The more drowned you get in the waters of life, the more alive you are. So I'm going to say this. If you see me tonight go under, don't rescue me. I'm just like a fish swimming in the sea. I'm in Jesus and he's in me. You little fish tonight, swim a little bit. I'm like a little fish just swimming in the sea. That's how to do it. I'm in Jesus, and he's in me. Don't you love songs in the Spirit? Yeah, I'm like a fish.
I'm like a fish.
Swimming in the sea.
Swimming in the sea.
I'm in Jesus.
I'm in Jesus.
He's in me.
He's in me.
I'm going to the deep.
Don't rescue me.
I'm like a fish.
I'm like a fish.
Swimming in the sea. Come on, swim a little bit. I'm like a fish.
I'm like a fish.
Swimming in the sea.
Swimming in the sea.
Yeah, I'm in Jesus. He's in me.
He's in me.
If you see me go down, just a fish.
I'm just a fish.
Swimming in the sea. Well, I'm like a fish.
I'm like a fish.
Swimming in the sea.
Swimming in the sea.
I'm in Jesus.
Jesus.
He's in me.
He's in me.
If I go down. Fish.
I'm like a fish.
Swimming in the sea.
Swimming
hey,
in the
give
sea.
The Lord a hand clap. Praise God. Thank God for living water. Praise God. Hallelujah. I like being like a fish. Hallelujah. You know, that's the environment that we Christians are supposed to live in. You may be seated. Our environment is living water. That's the air we breathe. And the more drowned we are, the more alive we are. Praise God and hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Death is swallowed up in life.
Yes.
I'm drowned in a sea of life. Praise God. Don't be a dry land fish. I'm just going to go with this thought for a minute. Don't be like a dry land fish. Fish don't live in trees. Fish don't live in the rocks. Fish live in the sea. Don't be a dry land fish. You know, a fish might live on the dry land for a few minutes, but he's going to struggle and thrash around and gasp and expire, because that's not the environment that fish live in. Fish are at home in the water. I want you to say, I'm at home in the water.
I'm at home in the water.
Fish are safe in the water. I want you to say, I'm living in the water.
I'm living in the water.
I'm like a fish.
I'm like a fish.
Swimming in the sea.
Swimming in the sea.
I'm in him.
I'm in him.
And he's in me.
And he's in me.
I believe it was John Wesley said that a trout could sooner live in a tree than a sinner could live in heaven. Why is that? Wrong environment. Wrong environment. You and I are at home in the heavenlies. We're at home in the glory, breathing the rarefied atmosphere of heaven. We're at home in the presence of the Lord. In the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. I never feel more at home and more relaxed than when the glory is manifested. I feel free. I get to be me, like a fish swimming in the sea. I can't even get off of that. That's kind of a silly little nursery rhyme, isn't it? But in him we live and move and have our being. We're complete in him who's the head of all principality and power. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Praise God. My life is hid with Christ in God. I think I'm invisible when I'm in the sea. You know, a lot of you are wondering if you'll be able to walk on the water one of these days. Why don't you just swim? Why do you want to walk on the water? Why not go into the water, under the water? Because it is liquid, livid love. The water of God is living. It's alive. It's healing. It's cleansing. It's empowering. It's transforming. Wow. He that is thirsty, come. Praise God. Jesus said, I am living water. And if you drink of me, you'll never thirst again. Praise God. You're going to come out of this service tonight refreshed, blessed, healed. Going to get your voice back. You know, it's all hard, isn't it? Sometimes we have a voice and sometimes we can't. Nobody ever accused me of being able to hold a tune, but it's not going to keep me from making a joyful noise. Praise the Lord. I'm just going to be me and scratch where I itch. And if the devil don't like it, he can go sit on a tack. Isn't that right, John? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Happy anniversary, House of the Lord Fellowship Church. 38 years of praising the Lord. 38 years of preaching the word. 38 years of transformed lives, 38 years of impacting the world, 38 years of sending missionaries overseas, 38 years of faithful service. I tell you what, that's a milestone, and I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad I've been a part of it. What'd you say, 28 years? 28 years, praise God. I think you ought to give me $1,000 for every year. I'm teasing you. We were talking about preachers earlier that always run in these little deals, you know. I can't do that. I just can't do it. Praise God. Amen. 38 wonderful years. And let me tell you something. It takes more than one person to be a church. We're one body, but many members. And it couldn't have happened without the prayers and service and offerings and tithes of you, some that came before you, some that were here for a while and went on, but thank God they were here for a season. But there's one family that deserves recognition. The Bible says, give honor to whom honor is due. There's one person who stood when it was hard to stand, kept moving forward when it was hard to move forward, good times, bad times. And I think we ought to give a hand clap of praise unto our pastors, Pastor Jim and Lou Lillard. Praise God. Amen. 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 Amen, 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 amen. God is not unfaithful to forget your labor of love in that you have ministered and continue to minister unto his saints. Praise God. Good and faithful servants. Praise God. Good and faithful servants. Praise God. There, I know you love your pastors. That's one thing that my wife and I talk about a lot. We say, you know, the house of the Lord truly love Pastor Jim and Pastor Lou. And, of course, we love one another, and we love Richard and Michelle and everyone in the service of God here. But thank God that you honor your pastors. There's a blessing that comes with that. God will bless those who bless them. Many, many, many more years ahead. I believe that God, on the winding up side of this thing, is going to accelerate it. He's going to do a quick work. What used to take a year to do will be done in a month, maybe a week. I believe we're going to be moving forward like that as we move forward in the power of God. God's pouring out his spirit in a greater measure, I believe. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Jim and Sister Lou. And thank you for letting me be a part of this for these 28 years. You blessed my wife and me and contributed to our ministry and helped further our ministry and encouraged us when we needed encouraging. Been a friend. So I'm not going to say much more. I'll tear up and embarrass myself, but just thank you so much. I love Jesus. How about you? He's faithful. He's a friend who sticks closer than a brother. He's never left me. He's never forsaken me. I've had friends come and go, but the Lord's always been with me. He's taken me around the world. I've lost track of where I've been. 70 nations, that's not the whole world, but it's had to go over a lot of countries to get to those 70. Some of those I've been to hundreds of times, no exaggeration. I think maybe more people would know Larry Huggins if I'd spend more time in the USA. And every state in the United States, God's been good to me. I've gotten to meet lovely people all over the world. I don't know if you know this about me. I love people. I truly, truly love people. I am a people person. I'm a people watcher. How many of you watch people? I watch people. I get a kick out of people. And people are great. If you give them a chance, you know, get to know them, get to understand them a little bit. We're all quirky, don't get me wrong. We're all quirky. I'm probably quirkier than anybody here, but I truly love people, and I love seeing people blessed. I think if you don't like people, ministry is the wrong career. You got to love people to be in the ministry. And Jesus, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son so that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God is a giver. He's given us his word. He's given us his promises. He's given us Jesus, his beloved Son. He's given us the gift of the Holy Spirit. He's given us the gifts of the Spirit. He's given us ministry gifts. Every good gift and every perfect gift descends from the Father of lights, in whom is no variation, neither shadow of turning. He's a good God, and he gives good gifts to his children. I want you to lift your hands right now and get ready to receive a gift tonight from the Father of lights, a gift of love, a gift that's light. I want you to lift your hands and lift your hearts and let him impart into you a gift that's good and a gift that's true. A gift that will help you do what he's called you to do. Thank God for good gifts. Thank God for good gifts. Father, it's your good pleasure to give us the kingdom, and I'm praying on behalf of your people tonight that you put a new deposit in each and every one of us, and we leave here different than we came. We're here to receive so that we can have more and give more and do more and be more. The more we get, the more we have. The more we have, the more we can give. The more we give, the more we get. It's dynamic. It just increases. Increase us all here tonight. We preachers need to be increased. We need clarity. We need further revelation. We need strength in our bodies. We need resources and wherewithal so that we can have the greatest impact that we can have in this world. Bill and Renee, I can't help but say this, and it's just on me. You're coming into a new season. I saw that last night. It's on me again. You're coming into a new season, a good season, a season of harvest, of reward. God's going to bless you for all the contributions you've made into other ministries and other lives. Sometimes to your own demise, sometimes to your own loss, but God's going to repay. It's coming. Won't you bless the Lord with a song, Renee?
Trying to remember a song that I just wrote not too long ago. The melody's not coming to me, but it says, I surrender now to you. My hopes and all my dreams, I give them all to you. One that my dad wrote was, he is light, he is light, in him is no darkness. He is light, he is light, there's no shadow at all. He is light. He is light. There's no need for stumbling. He is light. He is light. There's no shadow at all. Dad, would you sing the verse? It's Shekinah.
Oh, the brightness of his presence reveals every stain. I must not stay here any longer in my iniquity. I will cry out in repentance, and he will cleanse immediately. Oh, how I long for this communion to last eternally.
Everybody, he is light. He is light. In him. In him is no darkness. He is light. He is light. There's no shadow at all. He is light. He is light. There's no need. There's no need for stumbling. He is light. He is light. There's no shadow
at all.
Dad, do you remember the first verse? His Shekinah.
His Shekinah surrounds me.
Yes.
Oh, what fellowship sweet! I will bow low in his presence. Oh, I dare not retreat. Oh, the glow of his mercy and his love so divine. It thrills my soul, thrills my heart.
Oh, he is light. He is light. In him is no darkness. He is light. He is light. There's no shadow at all. He is light. He is light. There's no need for stumbling.
Good gift and every perfect gift descends from the Father of lights, in whom is no shadows at all. Praise God. The entrance of his word giveth light. He illuminates the paths that we walk in. Thank you, Jack. That was beautiful. And Jack, thank you for the other beautiful gift you gave the world. Your beautiful daughter. Amen. Tell Bill and Renee you love them. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do not be weary in well-doing, for you shall reap in due season if you faint not. Don't be weary in well-doing. You shall reap in due season. If you faint not, if you don't quit, if you don't give up, if you don't allow yourself to be drained of your strength, Ephesians 3:20, I guess it is, if I'm right, God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above anything we could ask or think, according to the power that works in us. God can do exceedingly, that's a superlative, a lot more than we expect him to. Sometimes I think we limit God because we don't allow him to do big things in our lives. He's already done some big things in our lives. I mean, what's bigger than salvation? What's bigger than creating a new spirit in someone? That is an amazing miracle. And the baptism of the Holy Spirit and all the other things he's done for us. But God is a big God, and he wants to do big things in us. And so let us not limit him. We're encouraging you about your due season, but we're not talking about a small little crop. We're talking about a bumper crop. We're talking about the biggest harvest you've ever had in your life. God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above anything that you could ask or think. But there's a condition, according to the power that works in us. That's a conditional promise. That promise is not yours to claim if you're not willing to receive and operate in the power of God. Jesus has given us the gift of divine ability, the gift of heavenly energy and heavenly power to accomplish his will upon the earth. That's why it was so important for Jesus to depart so that he could release the Holy Spirit upon the earth. And he said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So go back to Ephesians. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that we ask or think in accordance to, relative to, in proportion with the dunamis that's inside of us. Praise God. Dunamis will allow you to receive those promises. Dunamis will allow you to receive these bigger blessings. You will be strengthened with might by his spirit in your inner man. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you God wants to do some big things, but he's going to have to put some big power on the inside of you so that you can receive what he has for you and achieve what he has for you. Tonight is Dunamis night. Amen. Tonight is Dunamis night. More power, more gifts. More power, more blessings, more power. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything we ask or think. He didn't put a period there. He said, in accordance with, in proportion to, relative to the dunamis that's in your life. Lift your hands right now and thank God for Holy Ghost power that's working on the inside of you. Power to receive the blessings. Power to achieve what God has for you. Power to have supernatural faith. Praise God. Power to do more, to have more, to be more, to go more, to receive more. Praise God for dunamis power. Now look up here at me. What most people do not understand about the power of God, about the anointing, is the power of God is a very real, tangible, heavenly materiality. It's more real than electricity or any native power because it is the power that stands behind all power everywhere. There wouldn't be nuclear power if there weren't Holy Ghost power. There wouldn't be electrical power if there weren't Holy Ghost power. There wouldn't be any kind of physical power in the universe, gravitational or otherwise, if the Holy Ghost had not brooded upon the face of the deep and organized this creation that God spoke into existence. From the very beginning, the Holy Spirit was the agent that brought order into this world. Praise God. And when he hovers over you, he brings order into your world and he releases power. Praise God. Now, what most people do not understand, I'm in the business of repeating myself a lot. What most people don't understand about the anointing is that the power of God is a very real, actual, tangible, heavenly materiality. You can touch it. You can give it. You can receive it. You can carry it. It can get in the hem of your garments like it got in the hem of Jesus' garment. Someone can touch the hem of your garment and be healed of a plague just like the widow touched the hem of Jesus' garment because he had a very real, actual, tangible substance that had percolated into the fibers of his clothing. And when someone touched it and put a demand on it, that very very real, tangible power left Jesus, went in through the pores of her skin, went into her bloodstream, and healed her of that plague. Praise God for Holy Ghost power, because it is a very real substance. The word anoint means to smear with an unguent, with an oily, thick substance. Think of maybe petroleum jelly or Vaseline or some oil, heavy oil. The anointing oil was a heavy oil. One Nigerian pastor said to me, "Brother Huggins, you have a sticky anointing." Sticky anointing. I like a sticky anointing. It doesn't evaporate. It doesn't wash off. It stays with you. Hallelujah. It gets on your clothes. It transfers to other people. They get a sticky anointing. Hallelujah. God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were taken handkerchiefs or aprons delivered to the sick. Evil spirits left them and they were healed of their diseases. Something was in Paul. It got into the handkerchiefs or aprons. It was transferred to other people. It was transported to other places. But when those people took a hold of those aprons and took a hold of those handkerchiefs, that dunamis power, that very real heavenly materiality, came out of the fibers of those handkerchiefs, went into those people, and released miracles into their lives. We're not talking about mind over matter or the power of positive thinking or the little train that thought he could. We're talking about Holy Ghost power is a very real, tangible substance. Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost in power, and he went about doing good, healing all who are oppressed of the devil. Give the Lord a hand clap for Holy Ghost power. All right. I've said that. You got it. You get it. But how do you receive it? You know, I've been in this Holy Ghost business a long time, and some people seem to receive easily, and some people seem like they have difficulty receiving. Same anointing, same blessing, same word, same vessel, but people, some receive more readily, and others seem like they have to be coached a little, and others just don't get it. And that has puzzled me for many years. I want everybody to get it. Some people don't know what to look for. You know, and then people say things like, well, it's warm, or it tingles, or it's electrical, and you know, we use all these adjectives and what have you, and if that doesn't happen to people, if they don't get a warm, tingling, oily sensation, then they feel like they don't got it. Praise God. You know, we sang earlier about the water, and the water's flowing and rushing, but sometimes it's as gentle, the anointing is as gentle as the morning dew. Like the dew of Hermon. I remember the first time I was truly anointed. I had a silky, oily film on my hands, and I remember I kept rubbing my hands and looking at them because the sensations were so real, so real. Seemed like my whole body was just exuding anointing. There was a man in front of me praising the Lord, and the Holy Spirit said, touch him on the back of his head. I said, I don't think so. He said, touch him. I said, don't go around touching people. He said, touch him. Nothing bad's going to happen. Very timidly, I touched him as lightly as, say, an anorexic butterfly. And the moment I touched him, he fell to the ground, and I went, oh, my God. And I said, God, you want me to touch everybody here? He said, no. Hold your horses there, cowboy. I can see it now. Holy Anointed Finger Ministries. This is Brother Larry. Put your finger on the TV screen right now, and I'm going to put my hot, holy finger there for a gift of $1,000. I'm teasing you. I'm teasing you. But I, to this day, I remember that sensation, and it was so subtle, it could have easily been missed. I want to teach you how to receive the anointing tonight. I've got a great ability. I'm going to brag a little bit in Jesus. The Holy Spirit has taught me how to receive the anointing when there's really no discernible anointing. I mean, almost anybody can receive when it's hot and heavy and it's flowing thick and strong. And, you know, he's shaking you and you're quaking and knocking you down and picking you up and turn you inside out and all that stuff. Almost anybody can receive when it's like that. And wouldn't it be wonderful if it was like that every time we got together? But the anointing is always present. How good it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. It's like the anointing oil that ran down Aaron's priestly beard to the hems of his priestly garment. Unity releases anointing in our assemblies. Praise God. I would much rather operate in the corporate anointing than I would my own personal anointing. That doesn't mean a lot to a lot of people here, but I know what I'm talking about. I tap into it, man. If you're anointed, I'll go get close to you. I'll track with people. If I see the anointing on them, I'll walk with them. They go this way, I'll go that way. I'll touch them every chance I get because I found out it's transferable. And you get believers together, that anointing increases. Praise the Lord. But how do you receive the anointing when it's gentle and subtle? How do you receive it? Let me show you what the Lord Jesus taught me. And Renee, why don't you minister a little to the Lord? I found out that prophets and psalmists kind of help one another. Isaiah 53 said, "He shall grow up before him as a tender root," or tender plant, a root out of dry ground. You know that scripture? Messianic scripture. Hundreds of years before Jesus was born into the earth by Mary, Isaiah prophesied, he, the Messiah, Jesus, will grow up before him, his heavenly Father, as a tender plant or a root out of dry ground. When Jesus came into the world, Israel was at its lowest state of spiritual apostasy. There had been no open visions for 700 years. There had been no miracles. There was no anointing. It was a dry, desert, dead religion. And here came Jesus, this tender plant. Picture a world that's scorched and burned with drought. And the ground is cracked and dry as a powder keg. And out of one of those cracks comes a little tiny tender plant. Out of dry ground, a root out of dry ground. And yet, he was the anointed one. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Who did he go to get anointed? Not the high priest. Who did he go to? The Sanhedrin? Who did he go to? Was there a revival going on someplace? Was there an Azusa Street or a Pensacola revival? Where did he go? I'm going to give you a little botany lesson here. Plants are very interesting. You ever watch sunflowers? Big sunflowers? In the morning, they're facing the east. And as the sun tracks across the sky, they turn. And in the evening, when the sun goes down, they're facing west. How do they know how to do that? There's some sort of an intelligence in a plant that will cause them to turn toward the sun. There's some sort of an intelligence in a plant that the roots will find water when it's not apparent. Without the benefit of consciousness or a brain or a nervous system as we know it, every plant has the ability to seek out nourishment in water. You following me? Trees planted by the rivers of water, their roots go towards the water. If you were to dig down in a profile, you would see that the tap root and the other roots are going right towards the water. And the trees on the other side of the creek are going the other direction towards the water. Who told them the water was there? You know, we sang, "As a deer panteth after the water." I'm told that that species of deer could smell water 100 miles away. I'm kind of like that, man. There's an anointing here. It was so sweet the other night. John is sitting back at the back. This is John. Raise your hand, my friend. And all of a sudden, he's overwhelmed with the smell, the perfume, a beautiful perfume. And he looked around to see where it was coming from. He thought somebody had sprayed something. You'd never experienced anything like that, have you? And he said, "God, what is this?" And I stood up right then and said, "The perfume of God is in this place, the rose of Sharon. I have a nose for the anointing, praise God. I got a nose for the blessings of God. I know how to find a blessing. Even when it's dry, I can find a blessing. I may not find a big well or an artesian spring, but I can find a dewdrop of blessing, and I can suck enough blessing out of there to heal my body. Praise God." And how do roots receive nourishment and water? I'm going to take you back to junior high. Osmosis, diffusion, and capillary attraction. I remember that. Osmosis, diffusion, and capillary attraction. What's capillary attraction? Well, you take a rag and you wring it out and you soak up water. Capillary attraction. You've seen it. You can put a paper towel down on a spill and pretty soon you can see the water moving through the paper towel. That's capillary attraction. Praise God. We work with that every day. Osmosis. What is that? That's when liquids pass through a membrane. You know, like in your digestive system, osmosis, things go into your bloodstream by osmosis. Diffusion, when things are atomized and broken down into particles and molecules. In other words, you absorb the anointing. You absorb it. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Your body was created on purpose by God to be a vessel for the anointing. He designed you and created you to carry the anointing. We have a digestive system, a nervous system, a skeletal system, an endocrine gland system. There are a lot of systems, but there's one that science hasn't identified. But I'm telling you, you have a system that God built to accommodate the anointing. Praise God. Your body knows how to receive the anointing. Your body, naturally designed by God, it has an intelligence to receive the anointing without even the benefit of your brain. Praise God, hallelujah. You don't get it by thinking it up. You get it by soaking it up. That's what I'm saying. You've got to be a tender plant out of dry ground. You got to learn how to just bring it out of the air like an orchid. You have to learn how to just soak it up like a bean sprout. You have to learn how to just get it like a cactus out in the desert. Praise God. You have to allow your body to use the intelligence that God put in it to let that anointing pass through the pores of your skin by osmosis, diffusion, and capillary attraction. Hallelujah. That heavenly substance will get on your skin, permeate, penetrate, saturate, and satiate. I think I could get more people healed if I could just turn the switch of their brain off for a couple of minutes. If you had a switch here where I could just cut your brain off for a minute, because, you know, the carnal mind is enmity with God, and we overthink it and we try to figure it out. Don't do that. Just be like a little plant and soak it up in your heart and let it flow to every part. Hallelujah. Just pull it out of the air or anywhere and let it go through your heart. Soak it up. The blessings of the Lord. You gotta be like a sponge. I've learned how to cooperate. I've learned how to yield. I've learned how to allow it to happen. I'm getting better at it as I get older. Praise the Lord. A few years ago, and I'll give one testimony, and then I'm going to minister to some people. A few years ago, I had a ruptured disc between C4 and C5, and I cannot describe to you the amount of severe pain I was having. It was debilitating. You've heard of people describe like a knife. I felt like I had a hot knife stuck between my vertebrae, and every movement agitated that and inflamed it to the point where I've never had so much pain. I mean, it's, you know, like when you have a real bad toothache. Imagine toothache in your back, but 10 times worse. And I went to the doctor, and they gave me muscle relaxers and painkillers. And man, at that point, I would have taken anything, morphine, heroin, anything. I just want some relief. Have you ever been that way? I just want some relief. I had so much pain, I couldn't think straight. And I belong to an HMO, and they won't operate on you until you're almost critical. And they scheduled me, they gave me a CAT scan, and they scheduled me for an operation just like that. They said, if we don't fix this, you're going to be paralyzed on your left side. Permanent nerve damage. They gave me one of those tense machines. You know what that is? That's that electronic thing that puts the paddles back here, and it shocks you, and your muscles draw up. And you know what the theory behind that is? They create a pain to distract you from the pain. I'm all blowed out on drugs and got this tense thing, God's man of faith and power. I don't care. I'll submit to whatever. If you tell me horse manure will heal me, I'll rub some on there. I'm hurting right now. I need some relief. So they scheduled this thing for a few days out, and I told Loretta, I said, we got to go to Mexico. She said, you can't go to Mexico. I said, why can't I go to Mexico? She said, your neck. And I said, forget the devil, I'm going to Mexico. I got a crusade. So I go off to Mexico, flying on an airplane. And we get to this little hotel room. It's got two rooms. And I can't get any relief, so I'm rolling around the bed, keeping Loretta awake. So I got up and went in the other room. It's dark. Do you ever groan, pray, moan, pray? Oh, God, Jesus, oh God, oh Jesus, oh God, oh Jesus, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh, Lord, oh God, oh Jesus, I love you, Jesus, I love you, I love you, I love you, oh God. Oh, Jesus, I'm just walking back and forth in the dark. I love you, I love you. Man, I hurt so bad. Oh, God, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you, I love you, Jesus. I don't know how long I did that. I love you, Jesus. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, I love you. I love you. And all of a sudden, I had the very real sensation that a single drop of water fell on the back of my neck, went down my collar. Very real sensation, like a single drop. You know what that feels like, just a single drop. Oh, it felt so good. That's the first time I'd felt good in months. And I just stopped. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. I mean, for a moment, I had some relief. It was analgesic. That drop hit me. And for a moment, the pain went away. And I kind of leaned backwards, and it started hurting again. And I moved forward. It got better, better, better. Oh, too far, too far, too far. Ow, 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 ow. Ow, 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 ow. There was one spot, one posture. I moved a little too far to the left. No. Back. Yeah. No, yeah. Oh. I found that spot, and I stood there for an hour. Oh, you're doing something. You're doing something. You're doing something. Oh, God, you're doing something. And it just seemed to radiate out. It just seemed to radiate. And that good feeling just got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. I moved my neck. I moved my neck this way, that way, this way, that way, this way. 100% healed, operation called off, never had another problem. One dewdrop from heaven is all I needed. I didn't need a double dose. I didn't need a quart. I didn't need a gallon of it. I didn't need a bucket full. One dewdrop from heaven is all you need if you'll milk it. Hallelujah. If you'll suck the nectar out of the honey. Praise God. One dewdrop is all you need if you'll just lean into it. One dewdrop is all you need if you'll just yield to it. One dewdrop. I tell you, when you've been hurt and it feels good to feel good. And some people say, well, we don't go by feelings, we go by faith. And I know that, I understand that, but it feels good to feel good. And pain hurts, and not hurting feels good. Praise God. And I'm for not hurting. I'm for feeling good. Hallelujah. God can do exceedingly abundantly above anything you could ask or think, according to the dunamis of God that's at work inside of us. I want to minister to someone here. I'm going to pick somebody out. Praise God. And minister to one person here. In fact, I just have sympathy and empathy for anybody that's got back problems, neck problems, vertebrae problems. Come on up here. Somebody pull this piece of furniture out of here. Yeah. Why don't you stand up with me, church? Be a part of this miracle. It don't take a whole lot. It just takes a single drop. There's enough power in one drop of sweat from Jesus to heal the biggest diseases on planet Earth. There's enough ability in one of Jesus' tears to heal anyone and everyone. Hallelujah. Do you know how to yield? Why don't you put your hands up? Do you know how to be like a tender plant? There it is. Soak it up. Do you know how to soak it up? Do you know how to let it have its way? Do you know how to just yield? There it is all over you. Yeah, it's going in. It's going through. It's going inside of you. Let it do what it wants to do. Let it travel through and through, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. His power makes you complete. Just soak it up, soak it up, soak it up. See, I stood under that spout. It was just one dewdrop, but I stood there for about an hour. I wasn't moving off of that spot, man. That was the best I'd felt in months. Woo! You know, you ladies ought to know how to do this better than we men, because you're a little bit more yielded than we are. You're a little bit more sensitive. You know, we're made out of snails and shells and puppy dog tails. It's a little hard to get a man to learn how to be sensitive. Ain't it manly to use that word, those words in the same sentence? A sensitive man. I believe Jesus was a sensitive man. You got to learn how to be a sensitive person. You got to have a nose for the anointing. You ready? I'm going to put my hand on you. Stretch your hands out towards her. There's a corporate anointing. We're not just dealing with a dewdrop here today. We got a little more to work with. But you just get the most you can with what you got. Osmosis, diffusion, and capillary attraction. What does that mean? It means it's going through your skin, into your blood, through the capillaries, through the veins, to your heart, where it's pumped to every part, through the arteries, through muscle and through bone, everywhere the blood flows, that's where the anointing goes. Right now it's inside your heart. Right now it's being pumped to every part. It's going down your left leg. It's going up your right leg. It's going up your right side. It's going through your right arm. It's going through your neck. It's going down the other side. It's circulating. That anointing is seeking out and bringing healing. I want you to just stand there right there like you, just like I did. You ready? Just a dewdrop from heaven. Stretch your hearts out, church. Just a dewdrop from heaven. Just a dewdrop from heaven. You know, I think sometimes in church we exaggerate things. You think that happens, Joel? And we want to tell people how super anointed we are. You don't need a lot. You just use what you got. There it is. It's all over you. Let it flow. Let it go where it wants to go. Just soak it up through your skin. Get that anointing down within. Let it flow. Let it flow. Stand there right there and soak it up. Let it flow. There it is, 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 there it is. He can do exceedingly abundantly above anything we ask or think, according to the dunamis, tangible anointing that's working through us. Dunamis, dunamis working through us. Dunamis, dunamis. Stay with her. Don't get away from her. Somebody jump down here. Dunamis, 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 dunamis. That's how to do it. Yeah. Sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Like a tender plant and a root out of dry ground. Let your body do what your body was designed to do, and that's to absorb, to receive, and to accommodate the anointing. Your body knows more about the anointing than your brain does. We have an intelligence in our body. Our muscles have an intelligence. Our organs have an intelligence, proven fact. And your body knows more about the anointing than your brain does, than your intellect does. So right now, don't overthink it. Just receive, and you shall achieve. Yes, us receive. Let it be. Be free, be free. And it's flowing in through your skin, going everywhere. You know how to do it. You soak it up. You soak it up like a flower. Like a little flower. Like a little flower. Isn't that a sweet teaching? A little easy, easy, easy. Easy, easy. Just a dewdrop from heaven. That's it. It's all that we need. There's enough miracle power in a little drop to meet every need. Wow. Wow. There it is. It's flowing into you. Just enjoy. I encourage people to inhale sometimes and say, why? Because that's receiving. Wow. You've been on your feet for a while, saints. Why don't you sit down, keep your faith on. There you are, 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 there you are. Yep, 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 yep. Just like that, just like that. That's what I'm looking for. A yielded vessel. That's what I'm looking for. Sensitive to the lightest touch. When I pray for people, Sister Renee, I try to use a light hand. I don't shove people down. I don't manhandle them. Sometimes I don't won't even touch them. I'll just tell them, I'll say, my hand's not on you right now. It's close. Because I want them to feel after God and not me. If we're too rough with people, it's distracting. They have to have a gentle touch. I don't think Jesus went around slapping people and pushing them on the floor. He breathed on them. I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm just telling you that my technique is I prefer a lighter touch. Because, see, I'm feeling anointing going out of me. Jesus said I felt dunamis leave my body. So I'm being sensitive, too. There it is. When I say there it is, I mean it's really there. I'm not making it up. It's there. I wouldn't say it if it wasn't there. Jesus said, I felt dunamis leave my body. I feel it all the time. One of the joys of praying for other people and laying hands on other people is I get to experience the dunamis. It flows through me, and it's a blessing. I found out that if I have symptoms in my body, I just go find somebody and pray for them. And while they're getting healed, I'm getting healed. While they're getting blessed, I'm getting blessed. Praise God. If you want to keep it, you got to give it away. Praise the Lord. Oh, if you could see your own face right now, you are lit up like a light bulb. Praise God. Amen. Just keep on soaking it up. Everybody lift your hands. There's enough anointing here that you can pull it out of the air just like an orchid. You know, orchids are called aerials. They live in trees, and their roots hang down in the air, and they soak up the moisture out of the humidity of the air. Isn't that beautiful? They just soak it up out of the air. They just soak it up out of the air. Isn't God amazing that He can create an organism that can just get life out of the air, just hang out of a tree, loose in the breeze, and soak up the nutrients? Many long, happy years. Good years, strong years, healthy years, full years, creative years, fulfilling years. Yeah. With long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. Tell you what we'll do. Pastor Jim's going to come up here and finish our church business and receive our offering. And you just sit there and soak it up. God's can keep working on you even during the offering. Who knows? You might even get a bigger blessing, because when you give, you receive.
Praise God. Have you received tonight? The Word of God says, as the servant of the Lord ministers to you in spiritual things, minister back to them in natural things. Ask God what He'd have you to give, and then purpose in your heart what you're going to invest in the ministry. The evening offerings, until Wednesday night when I tell you it's tithe and offering, go entirely into the ministries that God is blessing us with. And if you're receiving, then you know it's time to plant back into the ministry, so you have a continual flow, abundant blessings overtaking you. God will prove Himself to you. He does exceeding abundant, above and beyond all we can ask or comprehend. He strengthens our hand to gain wealth. He gives us witty inventions, plans and pursuits that we might prosper. Why? He wants us to rule over the earth's finances. Not hunger and thirst after them, rule over them. And you can only rule over them when you're empowered above them. Determine this night, I'm going to rule over finances, and I'm going to become a fruitful vine in God's kingdom. The ushers have given you offering envelopes. You've made out your checks now. Here's the important part. Release your faith for the return. Give, and it's given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together. Father, I agree with your people for their own individual personal harvest. and for the body of Christ receiving its corporate harvest as you crown us with your overflow. Go ahead. Go for it.
Dismissed. Amen. In the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's been good tonight. Everybody just come on, clap. Just, you feel good tonight. Amen. Yes, 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 yes. Brother Larry said we're going to leave better than we came, right? Amen. Are you leaving better than you came?
Yes.
Hallelujah. We got full tonight. Yes. Okay, we're going to ministers. How many ministers?